And now the news in detail. A lecturer at the University of Zambia School of Agricultural Sciences, Dr. Paul Kachapulula, has revealed that research indicates widespread aflatoxin contamination in crops and food products on the Zambian market, but due to limited testing capacity, much of the contamination remains undetected. Speaking during an aflatoxin stakeholder engagement meeting hosted by the International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, IITA, this morning, Dr. Kachapulula has explained that aflatoxins produced by a soil-borne fungus affect not only raw crops, but also finished products such as peanut butter, animal feed, and mealie meal. He has noted that Zambia has been conducting aflatoxin testing since 1977 in a bid to ensure the safety of crops and their byproducts for human and animal consumption.
When your crop is contaminated, they will not put it in a publication and talk to us about it, but it's here. And unfortunately, that crop targeted for exports, which means there's a lot of the local crop that we are not testing carefully, that is exposed to it. And all those steps we are talking about, it comes from the ground, from the soil into the crop, and the crop gets contaminated. They are all steps that should be checked to make sure that the crop is safe, and we have mitigation that targets the various things.
Meanwhile, International Institute of Tropical Agriculture Head of Pathology, Mycotoxin and Aflasafe, Dr. Alejandro Ortega Beltran, has disclosed that $10 million has been invested in the development of Aflasafe manufacturing plants in countries affected by aflatoxins, including Zambia.
We have 15 aflatoxin products over in 13 countries. I have mentioned serious investments, so more than $10 million have been invested by the other types of partners to develop the manufacturing facilities and also to build their distribution channels. There are 10 companies manufacturing products. There are more than 100 distribution points, and about 650,000 hectares have been covered in a couple of the different countries.
Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane, has called for a swift and strategic push in implementing Zambia's 8th National Development Plan, 8NDP, emphasizing the urgency as the country enters the third year of the 5-year blueprint. Speaking at the first 2025 meeting of the National Development Coordinating Committee, NDCC, Dr. Msokotwane has stressed the importance of prioritizing high-impact programs and ensuring that resources are directed where they will make the greatest difference. He said with only 2 years remaining, strengthening implementation mechanisms is critical. Dr. Msokotwane has also highlighted the pivotal role of the NDCC in promoting coordinated, efficient and transparent execution of development initiatives. He has noted that the platform enables stakeholders to engage in meaningful dialogue, align efforts and maximize the impact of available resources. The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, has issued a strong warning to opposition political parties, stating it may be forced to take action if they continue to neglect their vital role in providing effective checks and balances. Speaking at a press briefing, ZCTU President Blake Mulala has expressed concern that some opposition leaders have strayed from their democratic responsibilities, resorting instead to personal attacks. Dr. Mulala has to refocus on their mandate if they want to regain the trust and respect of the Zambian people. He has also raised concerns over rising tensions within the opposition, particularly within the Tonse Alliance, where internal disputes appear to be deepening. Mr. Mulala has emphasized that the evident lack of unity and cohesion among opposition leaders signals a broader unpreparedness to govern effectively.
We want genuine engagement with the government. The opposition have got a role to play, but when you begin to see infighting between them, it shows you that they are not ready to govern, because we are not going to be governed by confused leaders. This is our position. There is no government which comes in place without Congress. We can't be governed by confused leaders. We want the leaders who are organized. But when you begin to have a house which is fighting, We have not much to say about that confusion which is taking place, because that shows that they are not doing their role. In the midst of confusion, who takes up the position to provide checks and balances with government? Because this is the role of the opposition. So the more they spend time in that, the more they are exposing themselves that they are not ready to govern the country.
UPND Lusaka Provincial Chairperson Obvious Mwaliteta has defended the recently enacted Cybersecurity Act of 2025, citing that the law is designed to protect citizens from cybercrime and safeguard online spaces. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Mwaliteta has expressed disappointment over accusations directed at President Hage Ndehichilema, dismissing claims that the act is intended to spy on citizens or suppress freedom of expression. He has added that the UPND government has maintained peace and stability in the country, notably by ending cadreism and driving national development.
I can tell you that there's a chat here for Monga which is going on, sir, Mr. Monga, about the cyber law. Deliberate again, they want to twist it so that they can fit into their propaganda. Because these colleagues of ours, they feed on propaganda. I saw one lawyer threatening Zambians that, you know, HH wants to spy on you. He's going to get into your privacy. Let me tell you the truth of the matter. And those people are in government. When government wants to know about you, whether with cyber road or cyber road, they'll still know about you.
Meanwhile, Socialist Party Central Committee member Paul Monga has announced his resignation from the party, declaring his decision to join the UPND. Mr. Monga has cited government's developmental strides, including increased constituency development fund, CDF allocations, and the introduction of free education as key reasons for his move.
I joined my brother Fred Membe, known him from the media, from 1991 to date. I thought maybe I would add value to the Socialist Party. Alas, nothing. I remember the Central Committee for Socialist Party. If you ask me, member of the media, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, there was no single day when Central Committee was called upon. We don't know each other. We just know the number, how many you are, but we don't even meet, not even a single day. Is that democracy?
No.
Now, if such a man is given the power of a country and a country, is he going to continue to his cabinet meeting?
No.
And you can't be politicking day in, day out. In the morning, at breakfast, you're talking politics. There's no time to wait. At lunch hour, you're talking politics. No from the opposition can say more than President H and your government. Zero. Even a dog, if you give it food, you shall see it a tail. Say thank you very much.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Association of Mine Contractors and Suppliers, AMCS, has announced ongoing discussions with Entrepreneurs Financial Center to address the financial challenges faced by suppliers and contractors in Zambia's mining sector. Association President Costa Mwaba has confirmed that these talks are focused on developing financial interventions to bridge the funding gap impacting local businesses within the mining supply chain. Stated that the association is exploring sustainable financial solutions to help its members maintain stability, reliability, and the ability to consistently deliver quality goods and services to mining companies on time. He has emphasized the urgent need for accessible financing options to help local suppliers manage cash flow challenges and delayed payments.
We are bringing in on board the EFC, which is a financial institution, to try and meet the gap that may be created by suppliers and contractors who may not have financial resources. So we are already in high gear in ensuring that we provide intervention, good quality, and we sustain the timely delivery so that the mines continue to run efficiently, and we support the operations. And we hope trust that all of us as stakeholders, we work together to ensure that we a win-win situation.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
A Rwandan beekeeper living in the U.S. has been arrested over his alleged involvement in the 1994 genocide in his country. The Justice Department said Faustin Nsabu Mukunzi is accused of committing heinous acts of violence abroad when he served as a local leader at the start of genocide. The 65-year-old